Every time I talk to someone that I'm getting to know or that I've met for the first time, the very first thing the person asks me or tells me right after this person discovers my profession, which is English teacher, they say like, wow, your daughter is very lucky because her father is a teacher, so she would never have to pay school or she would never have to go to an English school, right? Oh my God, this is so difficult. I have a really hard time learning English, so she's really lucky, man. And then the next question or the next affirmation is, do you teach her? Does she already, or actually, does she speak English yet? Like, what's your method? How do you teach her? So this is why I am recording this podcast here to you, to teach you or to show you or to talk to you or to tell you how I teach Ana Clara, my daughter, English. All right, so I'm going to give you my method. And right after my method, I'm going to talk about a few myths. M-Y-T-H-S. M-Y-T-H-S. Myths. Mitos. That some people have towards English learning. All right? And kids. All right, there is no doubt. There is no doubt, science has already proved it, that kids learn faster than adults, right? Because of many motives, actually. Not a series of motives. Not just one, not just two, like many of them. One, because they got the neuroplasticity in their brain. So that means their neurons connect faster and better, you know, as they are growing. They have their inner ability to connect to each other better. So the neurons connect to each other better, which is the neuroplasticity. Of course, the second thing is that kids do not have judgment around them, right? Like there is nobody judging them. They are just kids learning and having fun, right? And of course, the third thing is they don't know what English really is, right? They don't know, like, oh, this is English or this is Portuguese. What is English? What is Portuguese? You know, they are languages, but for them, like, they're just English and Portuguese, and it is what it is. They don't know that it is difficult, you know? They don't know. They have no idea of how long or how much time they're gonna have to invest to learn English. So they just do. And, well, you might be wondering, teacher, do you have, like, you have a method then to teach your child, right? Because, well, your child is 4 years old, so, well, I suppose you teach her, right? Well, partially yes, partially no. I do not have, let's say, a real step-by-step, you know, to tell you, like, hey, you should do this, you should do that. Step number one, step number two, three, and four. And if you do all the steps, if you follow all the steps, your kid is gonna learn and speak English in the future. Oh, Bruno, but you're a teacher. Yes, I'm a teacher. But I have chosen another path. P-A-T-H. P-A-T-H. Path. Que é caminho, ou passo. That is fun. My method is fun, repetition, and example. Fun, repetition, and example. Well, I do not sit down with Ana Clara and tell, and like, oh, this is blue, this is red, etc. I don't do that, you know? Just like all of us have done in school. Like sitting on the chair, at the table, taking notes. Like, I don't do that. She is learning how to write yet. She's not literate yet. Literate? Que é alfabetizada. She's not literate yet. So, the very first thing or the central thing for me is fun. So, whatever we're doing, whatever we are, whenever the time is, I am talking to her in English, or I'm speaking to her in English, or I am telling her curiosities in English, you know? Like these days we were walking on the street and I saw a dog and I said, like, look, the dog. Wow, he's so cute, he's so beautiful, right? And she said, yes, the dog is black. And I'm like, wow, that's really fantastic. You know, like small, short phrases, but she said dog black, you know. Pretty simple. Yeah, it's pretty simple. But the question is, I didn't tell her, oh, there's a method for learning, you know. I just had fun. And it was in a moment on the street, and she learned it something. Oh, yeah, like, is she gonna remember? Well, only God knows. But I'm crystal clear, you know, I'm crystal clear that you, for example, you have old good memories in your brain, in your memory. Memories, possibly, they are connected with family and good moments and family happy moments, you know, or let's say frustrating moments, right? Like, oh, I was judged in the school. We are never gonna forget that. Or I was very happy with my family and we went to United States. You know, like, of course, we have these memories in our minds. So I suppose that if Anna is having fun with English, she's gonna have these memories as well. So that's why my central, let's say, my central action for her to learn English is fun. Because she's going to create good memories. She's going to see that this is useful, you know. And of course, I practice and practice and practice every time, everywhere, every moment I have with her. You know, I am looking for something to teach her in English. Like if we are in front of a swimming pool, for example, say like, hey, look at the swimming pool. The water is blue, right? Like, okay, the water is not blue. The water is transparent. I know, but, you know, just to tell her some colors and etc. So repetition. You know, I have fun with her constantly, every day, every time I can and every time I have with her, all right? And the third thing is I give the example. I mean, I am an English teacher, you know, she always sees my books in English. She always looks at me. She always sees me speaking English. She knows how important it is. I don't tell her, Anna, daddy is going to work. I say like, daddy is going to help people speak English. Because if people speak English, they fulfill. F-U-L-F-I-L. F-U-L-F-I-L. Fulfill. Realizar. They will fulfill their dreams. And if they fulfill their dreams, daddy is happy. Our family is happy. That's it. So, one, fun. Second, repetition. Third, I have just forgotten. Third, example. I give the example and I use English in front of her. She sees me. She looks at me, listening to songs, reading in English, you know. So, that's it. This is my method. And, well, as long as you are using this method with your kid, I don't know how old your kid is. You know, of course, there are tons of methods. But I would say, man, focus on these three things, you know. Be yourself the example that he or she needs, and your life is going to be, your life and your kid's life is going to be way easier, you know. Fun, repetition, and example. Oh, yes, we have already talked about the myths, right? I actually started this podcast speaking about the myths. Kids learn faster, but you as an adult should also focus on these three pillars, right? Fun, repetition, and example. But when people tell you like, oh, adults should learn English just like kids, like, no, you are not a kid. You have family, you have work, you have to make money, right? You are not a kid. So don't tell yourself or don't believe in this myth. That is, you need to learn English like a kid. No, you are not a child. You were never gonna learn like a child anymore because child is 3, 4, 5 and you are 30, you are 20, you already have age. So, you know, the only thing that you have to take for yourself from a kid is the fun. That's it. Kids don't fear, kids don't judge, they just learn. And this is what you have to do. Just learn. Just keep learning, you know. That's it. for more content and for more tips on how you can improve your English, how you can learn your English better, like this podcast here, and please follow me on Instagram, @teacherbrunoaguiar or @teacherbrunoaguiar, and I'll talk to you in the next podcast episode.